Mr. Csaba Harsanyi, who's the director of the Hungarian Development Bank, will present his experience and the developments in Hungary, please.
Yes, thank you very much for the introduction. So I'm going to be talking about our experience in financial instruments. You see the first slide, it starts with the Jeremy, but actually, if I go back in history, we have experiences with EU financial instruments way before that. In fact, the Commission, when they talk about financial instruments, they usually put the starting date at the beginning of the 2000s. So the 2000-2006 programming period was the one, the first one, which had considerable amount of financial instruments. Now, I'm happy and proud to say that we, as a Hungarian Development Bank, which was established right after the change in 91-92, we have had financial instruments already in the mid-90s from EU money. It was obviously not from the ERDF, but it was from the FAR program. We were not even members, we were not even candidates, or we haven't started the accession negotiations. And in 1995, the country operational program, which was similar to today's operational program, included 22 million euros, or ECUs at that time, in the form of financial instruments, in order to reorganize some Hungarian state-owned companies to be able to privatize them. So the objective is completely different, obviously, from the cohesion policy, but the delivery mechanism was quite similar to what we now call financial instruments. We didn't call them financial instruments, or certainly the civil servants in DG enlargement didn't call it financial instruments. They had problems, and we also had problems in the implementation, so much so that eventually the equity side was completely abolished, so we opted to go for just loans worth of 22 million ECUs again, partly because the Commission didn't have a profound standpoint on how they can actually take a share in a member states or a non-member states even company. Okay, so this is the background, 95 already. And then, we became EU members, obviously, and then in 2006, the government decided, okay, we will again use financial instruments, now from the structural funds, and by a government decree, at the end of the year 2006, they established a holding fund, which is not called the Jeremy Holding Fund officially, but which we internally in Hungary and also in the correspondence with the Commission, usually call it a Jeremy Holding Fund. At the beginning, it was not sure that it was going to be dealing only with Jeremy type of instruments, but it turned out to be the case. Anyway, it is still a separate legal entity, owned 100% by the Hungarian Development Bank. So it's basically our subsidiary. And the whole sole purpose of this company is to manage structural funds money on behalf of the managing authority. The operational supervision, of course, as is always the case, runs by the managing authority. In this case, the Economic Development Operational Program Managing Authority, the Ministry of Economy in Hungary. Okay, 2007, the operation started. So end of 2006 came the government decree, the company was established, and it was given this 127 million euros from this previously mentioned operational program to manage. In fact, it was obviously 15% more because there is always this national co-financing criteria. So the overall budget to manage for the company was above 850 million euros. This division between loans, guarantees and equity came as a result rather than as a plan. There were plans, and indeed in the plans, loan was the largest amount and guarantee in the middle, but the equity was considerably larger than what it turned out to be eventually. So these are the results. I'll not bore you with the figures. This is figures from towards the end of last year, so there might be some other changes since then, but you can see what we have achieved here. The main result, and we had this discussion already before starting the seminar, or one of the main results is the mobilization of the financial intermediary sector. In fact, the company, the main task of this company, of the Jeremy Holding Fund, as we call it, besides designing the financial instruments, there were not too many new things to design. They were existing banking instruments, which they had knowledge of through also experts from our bank. The main task was to select the financial intermediaries that would then deliver these instruments, the best financial intermediaries. And in fact, the selection is not a good word, because the instruments were open to everybody, so it was rather identifying them than selecting and trying to develop the financial institutions themselves to deal with EU financial instruments. Again, I'll not bore you with the numbers. This is what happened with this roughly 850 million euros. We are now in the closing phase, obviously, of the programming period. And what the government has decided that, based on the figures and the success of the previous programming period, will continue. I put Jeremy II here because this is, again, our internal working name. This is not the official name of neither the company nor the program. Nevertheless, it's the same. So it's ERDF money allocated through a financial institution to the SMEs as final beneficiaries. In the new programming period now, we have, again, an operational program, as in the old case, in the previous one. We have an operational program for economic development and one complete priority axis. Axis number 8 is dedicated to financial instruments. The amount you see there is considerably larger than what we have seen previously. So the government decided to actually triple the amount available within the OP for this purpose. It's almost one-third of the whole operational program is now dedicated to financial instruments, all types of financial instruments. As it stands now, we have only SME financial instruments. Maybe during the course of the programming period, we'll introduce new ones as well. These instruments address these. You probably know that there is now 11 thematic priority, a list of thematic priorities containing 11 points that you have to, or you should, and you could address your cohesion policy objectives to. Our financial instruments address these 5 thematic priorities of cohesion policy, so almost half of the 11 are covered by our financial instruments, and this is roughly also their importance. So most of the financial instruments, of course, go to research and technological development and information and communication technologies. Previously, it was more priority number 3 in the previous programming period, so there is a small shift in this respect. We have, well, always the aim by establishing this company, this holding fund, as a subsidiary of a national promotional bank, a public promotional bank, was to utilize the synergies. We have managed to utilize the synergies so much so that it will actually merge into the bank from the 1st of July this year. So the merge is in progress. The holding fund as a separate legal entity will cease to exist, and it's going to be a large department within the Hungarian Development Bank, within the National Promotional Bank. This department will have 3 different units, if you like, and this unit is basically the one that was previously the separate legal entity, the Jeremy Holding Fund. Okay, so the unit responsible for the management of EU resources, whatever it may be. There is a EU law and compliance unit dealing mainly with state aid issues as well as public procurement. And then there is an EU liaison leg or arm, and I'm the one representing this little circle here. Let's see what the objectives of the new programming period are. We have, again, mainly loans and guarantees envisaged. The equity culture in Hungary is still not as developed as we hoped it would be. SMEs are still quite reluctant to take any venture capitalist or anybody else as partners within their company. And there is a possibility, and indeed there are plans to combine the three instruments. We will have all three instruments, so guarantees, loans, and equity as well. But based on the experiences of the previous programming period, we'll probably have most successes with the combined instruments. Now, combined means also with grants, so not only financial instruments. And you can see this is the work program for 2015. The title is a little bit outside of this the screen. So this is what we have to, or what we will launch this year from the work plan, from the action plan of the managing authority. And you can see most of the instruments are combined financial instrument with grants. What does that mean? That means that, in fact, in this priority number 8, you have almost mirror calls for expression of interest of calls that are in the other priority axes, which provide grants to the same or a very similar objective. And this close cooperation with the managing authority also means that whenever I try to reach my colleagues from this EU fund management unit, it's usually three options. They are either at the managing authority, or they are on their way there, or they're on the way back from the managing authority. So almost as if they were working in the ministry, at least the majority of their time they spend with the ministry trying to harmonize these goals. So they are going to be launched parallelly. Why is this important, and why we think that this is the right approach? And then I come back to a graph which is very similar to Ken's. It's not as sophisticated. I can say it's much more simple, which is, could be considered an advantage as well. This is what we believe, and this is what, if there is one graph or one picture that I should show on financial instruments, I think this is it, because this explains very much where EU financial instruments have their place. And as I said, it very much echoes what Ken just said. So in a place where there is some return, but the return does not cover the risk sufficiently for the market players to enter. And why is this important? Because in the calls, you have seen in the previous slide, we are trying to align these two areas very closely. Okay, so we try to identify, and this graph is very interesting because it can be interpreted on several levels. You can interpret it on a project level, on a single project level. You can interpret it on an operational program level, on a country level, so the macroeconomic level, on whatever level you want it to be. On a project level, or priority or measure level, what we are doing is we are trying to identify within the objectives parts which should be or could only be financed by grant because of their nature, because they do not yield return at all. Okay, this zero means that the return is zero means that there is a return, but it's only enough to cover the expenses. So this is the baseline where you have basically invested everything and you don't see a single cent back. But indeed, there are projects and project elements which should be funded by non-refundable grants. There is a place for that. And the main task between the financial intermediary or the holding fund and the managing authority is to try to balance out the relationship between these two parts, okay, within a single call, if you like. Since we don't really have much time, that's about it.